We cannot stand by without letting people know that we do not approve of the way that our community is spoken about. We also need to know, to let everybody know, that we will not only speak up, but we will organize, as you have seen all night, and all of the networking that's going on. And in this country, we have 50,000 Latino kids, youth, that are turning 18 every month. So I just want to say, anyone who takes our community in vain and calls them names, we will eventually win. We will vote you out. Voice coupled with enormous work is also the story of Casa de Esperanza. This story is about a set of remarkable Latinas and other allies, and I know, Elsa, somebody said that you were in the room, I just want to say thank you, but a remarkable group of Latinas who, when faced with the ugly reality of domestic violence in our community, as with all communities, doesn't matter what income level you are, doesn't matter what your background is, it's in all of our communities, they got to work and started to listen to the community about how do we attack this problem. Casa de Esperanza is such a great role model for nonprofits because of the leadership of Casa, which makes sure that community voice and solutions are at the center of all they do. First, let me say thank you to Casa for this great honor tonight. I am so humbled and petty, other than having me speak Spanish, which was a disaster the other night. I'm going to learn. I'm supposed to be retired, and I'll work on it. But I do want to say that I think that Patty Cotto Simple is one of the strongest and most powerful Latino leaders in the I also knew and loved Lupe Serrano, who is here with us tonight. She's in here with us to share her spirit with our joy and with our hope for the future. But again, I am so amazed about Casa de Esperanza being the most powerful Latina voice against domestic violence and for community building in the nation. I just want to say thank you, Casa, for your 34 years of absolute great work. So thank you. Communities and a lot of women's groups have approached domestic violence in a certain way. But now I think that Casa has really shown the way of how do you get the whole community, women, men, teenagers, just think about how vulnerable our teenagers are to the issue of violence when all that we see on television and everywhere else, all you see is violence. And I'm sitting at a table where I have little Miranda and I have little Joaquin, and I hope that a vision of our future when they grow up, they will have the most peaceful family, the most peaceful community, the most peaceful nation. And so that's the vision that we hold for ourselves. So I just want to say that Casa has also done some really good work on extraordinary community tools that it uses to end domestic violence. One of those tools is social capital. Now, as much as we aspire for every Latina and Latino and all of our families to have abundant resources and wealth, and that is an aspiration, we are not dedicated to being poor for the rest of our lives and for the next generation for anybody who asks us. I will just tell you that we're not quite there yet, but we do have a huge amount, an abundance of social capital. So here's how social capital gets defined. By CASA, it is a powerful tool. It uses the natural connections between family members, neighbors, and friends to help and support people to be more successful. And I know that there are so many women in our community and in this room that use every single resource they have, whether it's their time, whether it's their treasure, and it's also the men. So we have social capital in our community, and that is a wonderful, wonderful gift that Casa de Esperanza brings to this table. I also wanted to let you know that my grandmother, as powerful as she was, worked as a maid, but she always had the energy and generosity to help those most in need. So let me also talk about Latina leadership, about a specific young woman who I happen to know and who used to be part of CASA's staff, but now works for Hiawatha Leadership Academies, a network of charter schools that has 80% of its student body as Latino kids. Amber Henson, because of her outstanding leadership skills, Vice President, hired other Latinas, and has used social capital to bring the voices of Latino families into the center of their children's education. And if I had more time, which I don't, I know, I'm going to hit the hook, I have to tell you that education is one of the most important things that we as a community can deal with. Out all of their gifts. So we have got to work on education, or the next generation is going to be working as maids and janitors too. We do not want that. So let me just say that the work that is being done by Hiawatha and by Amber is outstanding. And I have to tell you that she has brought social capital into Hiawatha Leadership Academies because she has decided that she's going to tool up specifically for Latino families. Latino families who speak Spanish, only Spanish. Latino families who don't even speak Spanish. They speak another indigenous language. And she has helped them come into Hiawatha Leadership Network, and she has also brought Hiawatha Leadership Network into the community. So I just want to say, Amber, great work, and you are an example of excellent building of social capital in our community, and thank you so much for working on that. We also need more Latinas and Latinos, but we're talking about Latinos right now, in elected and appointed offices.
Okay.
So please, what I did say about Amber is she has an ingrained and has to run for office. We're just waiting for it. But I also want to encourage and to recognize the fact that we have two outstanding women who have run for office, Patricia Torres Rey and Melissa Franzen. Here's the interesting thing about it, is that I remember Patricia when people were telling me, even if you run, you're not going to make it the first time. You're not going to make it. And Melissa, is Melissa here tonight? Yeah. I know that you were, I know it. And probably the same thing too. I have to also tell you, and this is a lesson to us, that when I was, when my boss at Hennepin County was going to go off and run the hospital, HCMC, he was going there because it made more money than the Hennepin County administrator, which was the position that I started to move into and wanted to move into, until someone said to me, hey, you're not ready, Sam. You're not ready for that job. That was a job of $2 billion and 12,000 employees. Oh, yes, I was ready. Oh, yes, I was. And so never, never, never let anybody tell you you are not ready. As a Latina, as someone who's going to change the world. So let me just say a couple more things and then I'll stop. Latina leadership, vision, values, voice, and our vote is critical for the long-term health of our community. And I'm not just talking about the Latino or Latina community. I'm talking about the whole community here. So it is time for us to leave our invisible roles and stand up publicly to make the contributions we know we can. We care about family, we care about community, and we care about the long-term prosperity of all of our children. We also care about justice and equity. Latinas can bring a new future to co-create more just systems. Let us all make a commitment tonight to number one, vote. And we will vote our interests. We will vote our interests. And we will vote for candidates that create a more just world. Let us support Casa de Esperanza and other organizations that bring the authentic Latina values, vision, and voice to solutions. And let us use our own social capital for building our community, a region, and a nation that truly believes in equity and fairness. Muchas gracias. Adelante.
Seis minutos.